defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Microphone. There's a story out today that is just too good. I can't pass it up. In fact, when you go through your triage, every once in a while, something just pops out at you. This one just jumped out and said, screaming at me, just saying, oh, dude, this has got you all over it. And it really, truly does. Chicago. Oh, this is Chicago police have seized more than 10,000 guns in 2019, one every 48 minutes. Now, by looking at that headline, I don't know what that means. Do you? Do you know what that means? Chicago police have seized more than 10,000 guns in 2019, one every 48 minutes. What exactly is that saying? You know me. I like to look at the headline and try to discern from it what I can. So I think to myself, okay, is that a red flag deal thing there? Is that what they're calling a red flag deal? Is that what that is? Chicago police have seized more than 10,000. Is that a red flag gig? I almost said black flag thing. I must have been thinking about roaches, right? That's what criminals are, but Chicago police have seized more than 10,000 guns in 2019, one every 48 minutes. Red flag. Are we proud of that? But there's a lot going on here because Eddie Johnson, caught drunk in his car, asleep at the wheel, who got out and said, I'm sorry, I had a few drinks and my prescription medication. I think you should investigate me. Who doesn't even get arrested or his field sobriety tests. This city's so crooked, so crooked. The mayor says, oh, I'm so glad he said to investigate him. So we are. The joke. He should have been locked up in the slammer. And if he was a man, he would have resigned. Eddie Johnson's a chump. The Chicago Police Department announced this week that it seized more than 10,000 guns so far this year, an average of one gun every 48 minutes. That's an uptick from one gun per hour the previous year, one gun per hour. He says, I'm quoting Eddie Johnson now, drunk in the car at the wheel, asleep at the wheel, Eddie Johnson, who admitted to the mayor having a couple beers and who admitted to being on prescription medication that would have had you locked up in the slammer and facing tens of thousands of dollars in fines and attorney's fees and having to go through the hassle and had your picture in the paper and the mugshot and everything else. And he doesn't. That Eddie Johnson, you know, the superintendent of the police department. I'm immensely proud of CPD for taking 10,000 guns off the streets this year. We really need systematic change to prevent these guns from ever finding their way into the city. But I don't know where they're coming from, okay? My question is, well, where are they coming from? What is he talking about? Where is he getting them? Are these from people accusing? Is this red flag type stuff? Is this busting 10,000 criminals with a gun on them? So let's take a look at this and see, what are they talking about? Where's this coming from? According to Chicago police, they normally grab about 7,000 guns a year. But according to Chicago police, 2018 and 2019 saw, quote, substantial spikes. Why? I don't know that. They said officers seizing about 9,800 guns last year. Now, this is where it gets really, really good. Now, you're going to hear, I mean, we all know why this is happening in Chicago. I'm kind of being a little facetious with this. We'll have some fun with it. At the end, we'll explain it. And I know you already know this, but this is too good to pass up. He says that Eddie Johnson, drunk at the wheel, sleeping on the road with prescription medication in him, a couple drinks that he admitted to the mayor, who said, investigate me when he got busted, who didn't get arrested, who didn't get a sobriety test like you would have, and passed on the $10,000. And the guy that skated, because he's the chief of police in a very corrupt city, and he walks, everything that would have happened to you didn't happen to him, and he still has his job. Here's what he says. He says that Chicago routinely picks up more guns than cities like New York and Los Angeles because the places surrounding New York and Los Angeles have much stricter gun laws, which, as we know, only apply to who? Law-abiding people. So the strict restrictive infringements in New Jersey, for example, on law-abiding citizens somehow keep criminals from getting their hands on firearms. Ooh, Eddie Johnson, the guy who didn't get busted for what you would have been busted for. You got to love this guy's brilliance, right? So let's kind of go through this a little bit. Listen to what he says. I quote him. We sit in between Wisconsin and Indiana. who, by the way, had he been in Wisconsin or Indiana, would have been putting him in the slammer, okay? He's too much fun to have fun with it. We sit in between Wisconsin and Indiana, who have lax gun laws, and it's easy for the criminal element in Chicago, get this, listen to what he says, to go across the borders, fill up a duffel bag with guns, and then distribute them throughout our city. Did you get the visual? So here's the criminals in Chicago. Again, the criminal den test, right? Let's go there. Picture the criminals in their den. Hey, man, let's go steal a car today and drive up to Milwaukee. Yeah, bring duffel bags, because as soon as we get up there, we're going to load them up with Milwaukee's guns. Yeah, because they got lax gun laws. Each of us are going to buy 50 guns today. We'll just load up these duffel bags. Yeah, we ain't got to get background checks. We can just go anywhere in Wisconsin and get guns. We just load up the duffel bags. That's what we're going to do. And let's pile them back in that stolen car we got down here in Chicago and take them back to Chicago and then distribute them throughout the city. The level of stupidity it takes to even believe that is just off the chain. We sit in between Wisconsin and Indiana, which, by the way, would have arrested you, who have lax gun laws. I guess in Indiana and Wisconsin, you can go into a gun shop and buy a gun without a background check, right? Oh, Eddie's going to go there in just a second. Watch. I bet you. I bet you he does. It's easy for the criminal element in Chicago to go across the borders, fill up a duffel bag with guns, and then distribute them throughout our city. Now, I've been to Wisconsin many times. Had I known it was that easy, I would have taken duffel bags and filled them up with guns and brought them home. I don't know where Eddie Johnson's talking about. I wish he would be more specific. I'd like to know that. Where can I go in Wisconsin and fill up my duffel bag? Like those criminals in Chicago do. Because I'm sure they're filling them up with legally purchased firearms. Oh, they are. Legally purchased by someone else. You know. Because it's Wisconsin's fault that Eddie Johnson, who got drunk and drove with prescription medication and admitted to the mayor that he was drunk and had a few drinks, and everybody should feel sorry for him, and didn't get busted. Maybe it's corruption that allows garbage like that to go on that might have something to do with the criminal crime violence in Chicago. I don't know. I'm just guessing. You know, because if he had pulled that up in Wisconsin or Indiana, he'd have been charged with a crime. But he wasn't in Chicago. So until we stop those kinds of flows, you know, the flows of the criminals with their duffel bags, going running where you're going, man, I just keep going up to Wisconsin. There's more. I guess it's like hunting for arrowheads in Wisconsin that you can't find in Chicago, right? They just go out to all the fields and fill them up with arrowheads. I guess it's the same thing with duffel bags filled with guns in Chicago. So I know, right? You get the visual. I do. So until we stop those kinds of flows, we're going to continue to see this problem. And it just befuddles me that we can't pass universal background checks. There it is. Universal background checks. Eddie Johnson's crime problems in Chicago are just waiting for universal background checks to pass. This is what we're talking about. I mean, you got to wonder. I wonder when he said that if he had been, you know, medication and drinking. Oh, God, if we could just pay, it just befuddles me. Because if we passed universal background checks, what? The criminals would stop the flow of duffel bags of guns from Wisconsin and Indiana? Hey, Eddie Johnson, here's the deal. You suck at fighting crime. That's the problem. You suck at what you do. And you got away with something that no other person would have gotten away with. That probably many hundreds of people surrounding the city of Chicago got busted with the very day you did, but you got away from it. You got away with it. But you got to call for an internal investigation of yourself. And what does he do? How do I know he does? Because all he does is play a blame game with stupid comments about criminals being able to go to Wisconsin with duffel bags and fill them up with guns. And until we pass universal background checks, that's just going to keep going on. Oh, my God, the stupidity. And there are people out there that buy this. January to September 2019, Chicago police reported they had seized 7,500 guns. LAPD said it seized 5,038 guns from January to November. NYPD reported 3,953 guns seized. Here's the deal, Eddie Johnson. They're better at policing in Los Angeles and New York than you are because they're better at what they do. They're better at what they do. You play the blame game. The cops in New York turned their back on Mayor de Blasio. The cops in L.A. have figured stuff out a long time ago. You've seen it on TV shows, don't you? The problem is you're a rotten, pathetic, terrible top cop for the city of Chicago. Back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios the day before Thanksgiving, right? Ooh. Yeah. I hope you're planning on having a really great holiday. I am. I hope you're planning on spending some great time with your family, hanging out, and trying to put all this behind you for about 48 hours. Kind of tough to do if you're one of those folks. And I apologize, I'm all stuffed up. Sinuses are crazy around here today. The weather going up into the 70s, absolutely beautiful, but it's really, really, really messing with my sinuses and my ability to breathe. So we got the nasal stuff going on, you know. So I do apologize that on the mic if you pick that up. I promise it's not intentional. But hopefully you can put this stuff down for a couple days. If you've got Friday off, that's huge. Take it off. Turn the television off. Put the phones down. Spend time with family. Eat too much. Drink too much. Have a little bit of fun. Relax. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy the time with your family. And just chill. And for God's sake, if you got that liberal at the table that wants to talk politics, walk away. That's just my advice. You don't have to go through that on your Thanksgiving. Just walk away. Smile, grin, and walk away. Then put that MAGA hat on. Let me go back to Chicago for just a second. Johnson, I'm hard on this guy. This guy's a loser, man. Complete, total loser. It made me sick to my stomach. This guy's been blaming everybody but himself. Ain't that just like a socialist, right? Ain't that just like a socialist? They blame everybody but themselves. Now, when we're done talking with this, you already know. But nonetheless, we're going to point it out anyway because it's so blatantly obvious. Johnson's been blaming Indiana and Wisconsin for his failures to control what is a very violent south and west side of Chicago and historically has been for decades. We all know. And I've been to Cabrini Green when it was up. I've been through that neighborhood. I've seen it with my own eyes. I mean, it's, you know, we all know the stories of Cabrini Green. Legendary. You know, it ranks up in there with, you know, Harlem in the 60s and 70s. We all know, really bad neighborhood. Really bad neighborhood. Unfortunately, lots of really good people stuck there that couldn't get out. I wonder why. Well, that's what we're going to expose in just a few minutes. But Johnson can't control the crime. Chicago has historically had a terrible, along with Los Angeles, gang problem. L.A., over years and years and years of excellent police work, the best that they can do, have brought crime down. As a result, what we see, this has nothing to do with infringing on your right to bear arms. Now Bloomberg is apologizing for stop and frisk. Again, ain't that just like a Democrat, always having to apologize in order to try to make things right? But Chicago has historically had terrible, terrible, terrible gang problem. It still does. And has nothing to do with Indiana and Wisconsin. Now, it might be really strange of me to suggest this. But if what Eddie Johnson said was true, if it's because of Wisconsin and it's because of Indiana's gun laws, how come Indiana and Wisconsin don't have the same problems that he has in his city? Eddie? I mean, it's laughable. It's absolutely, utterly laughable for this man, and he gets away with this. The media never questions him. The gun-hating media starts going after, well, we've got to change gun laws outside of Indiana or outside of Chicago. We've got to change them in Indiana. We've got to change gun laws in Wisconsin. Here's an idea for you, socialist. Get off everybody else's back and start taking responsibility for the fact that you suck and your policies are what is causing the problem in Chicago. Oh, and by the way, who runs Chicago? Absolutely. You do. Chicago has been run by the socialists for decades. Decades upon decades upon decades at every level of government. Every single problem in the city of Chicago that has not been solved in 100 years is because of socialist policy and socialist control. And every single week, every single day, every single hour, every month, every year, they fail to take responsibility for it and they blame everybody else for it. Everybody. Everybody but themselves. They refuse to own the situation. Eddie Johnson should have owned the situation when he got busted, drunk, and on his medication, which I don't care if it's prescription or not, it's still a violation of the law. He should have stepped out of that car and he should have resigned, but he didn't. Instead, he says, well, I think you should investigate me. How does that even work? Because you might have lost your job. You would have certainly spent the night in a place you didn't want to be, in a slam or somewhere around Chicago, with a lot of people you didn't want to be around. Would have cost you a ton of money. You'd have sweated over it as a law-abiding citizen, petrified because you're now going into this judicial system that you fear because you're a law-abiding system. You're a law-abiding citizen. You fear that system. Eddie Johnson doesn't. He gets to say, investigate me. And the crooked, corrupt machine from the mayor down plays along. Then Eddie begins going after judges. He starts blaming judges next. These judges aren't putting people away. That probably is part of the problem, too. There's probably some truth to that. But that just gives him the ability to create another narrative and not take responsibility for his crappy actions. Late this summer, CPD highlighted one case, according to Fox News, in which officers seized more than 60 guns from a single home on the city's southwest side. Fox News talked to some of the people who live near the house that was raided. One mother said she worries for her children. I have lots of friends that have more than 60 guns. I don't know what that means. Now, the fact that it's on the city's southwest side tells me it's not a very good area of Chicago. If it was somebody who lawfully owned those firearms, who knows? Was it a criminal? We don't get any more detail. All we hear is, it's unbelievable. That's it. It's unbelievable. Likely, in all likelihood, those firearms are black market. And they discuss the black market, which thrives in Chicago. What is a black market? Trafficking in stolen firearms. Oh, wait a minute. So those duffel bags from Wisconsin and Indiana are actually filled with stolen guns. They're not just sitting around on the street where you can just go and pick them out of the fields like arrowheads, right? Eddie? So no background check that you blame would stop the problem, would it? Good heavens, good heavens. At what point is somebody going to stand up and say, my God, I've been a part of this machine for so long, I'm sick and tired of it, it needs to be fixed. I believe you're seeing people do that. And I want to believe with all of my heart that in my lifetime we will see somebody in Chicago eventually say, my God, enough is enough. How many more times are we going to put these people in office and believe the garbage that comes from their mouths? At what point are we really going to seek to change this? Hey, the people we've been voting for haven't done a thing for over a century. Maybe we should listen to something else and stop paying attention to those people who do nothing, like Eddie Johnson and Mayor Lightfoot and before her, Rahm Emanuel, and before Emanuel, the Daily Machine that controlled Chicago for 30, 40 years. Think about that. The corruption, incredible. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms microphone. I'm fired up before Thanksgiving. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. You're hearing a new Car Arms spot in the shows. That will be, oh man, there's so much fun stuff going on with Armed American Radio. I've got more news. Another partner joining us that I'll wait and make the announcement probably on the Sunday upcoming MonsterCast. But nonetheless, we're thrilled. And again, Armed American Radio continues to grow. I'm so thrilled at the support that you've shown for the program as we've moved into the next decade. I'm really, really excited to be able to do things for you that we couldn't do before. North American Arms, the hat giveaway, still going. Now, I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving. You can call North American Arms today. Tell them you heard it on Armed American Radio, that you get a free hat. Your name goes in the drawing. We will be announcing. I'll cover this on Sunday's MonsterCast, but we're putting off the selection of the two winners, the grand prize winner and the runner-up. The grand prize winner will get a gun from my safe, and the runner-up will get one matched from North American Arms. Because of the success of the hat giveaway and the fact that North American Arms wanted to keep moving, wanted to keep going, and because they had ordered more hats. So you guys are killing it, and I love it. All right, so make sure to do that. More information, armedamericanradio.com. It'll pop up there if you want to participate. If you don't want to call and get the hat, just sign up at my website, armedamericanradio.com, which it'll pop right up there. Do you want a North American Arms giveaway? Yes? Great, thanks. Let's get started. Boom. All you do is put your name and email in, and you are in the running. It is that simple. All right. It's obvious that I'm trying desperately to contain Angry Mark today. But the Chicago thing, man, on a number of different levels, it angers me. It angers me at how stupid some people are that they continue to put up with this garbage. And that's what it is. I wonder what kind of person cannot see through this garbage. How much Kool-Aid do you have to drink before you just burp really big one time and go, wow, that felt better. What the hell have I been drinking? At what point in time does that have to happen to you? What has to happen to you to make that happen, I should say? How many people continue to blame other people for their problems when they've got, because the rearview mirror is crystal clear, high definition 4K vision, man. All you've got to do is look behind you. I mean, I've never understood the Al Sharpton type mentality, the people that follow this guy. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Tawana Brawley deal. You know, this guy's been a charlatan from day one. I mean, who falls for this stuff? Oh, I'm sorry. It was just a... Al Sharpton's been playing the race card for decades, and people buy into it. Chicago politicians have literally been satellite radio moment wording their constituents for over 100 years. You know, I had a friend from Chicago. I did business in the trucking business with a brokerage firm by the name of American Backhaulers. Some of you may know it. And I'm going back into the late 90s. I did a ton of business with them. I contracted them to move the vast majority of my freight as an agent. And they were based on the south side of Chicago, on North Dayton, I believe was the street. Man, we had to cut through Cabrini Green to get there. I'll never forget it. And I asked a number of these people, you know, who I got to be good friends with them. They would come down to Florida and work with us from time to time. And I'd ask them, we'd talk politics from time to time. And here's what they would tell me. I kid you not, it was just astonishing. Well, we know it's crooked. We know it's corrupt. But the city works. It just works. So people just continue to pull the lever for the same thing, even though they know these people are corrupt. So I sit and question, then I don't want to hear you complain about anything. Ever. You have no right to complain about a thing. Don't worry about it. We know they're corrupt. We know they're crooked. We know they're pocketing money. You know, we know that they're running the mafia and the garbage and all this stuff. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We know the daily machine is as corrupt as the day is long. But, you know, it's fun. The city works. I don't know. Color me stupid. That's something I want to try to wipe out. And then day after day after day, month after month, year after year after year, we've got to watch this and see people like Eddie Johnson get away with these stupid commentary, with these stupid comments. You know, you get what you vote for, I guess. You know, you get what you deserve. I was on Cam and Company today. Did you know that? I wanted to mention that. I forgot to mention that. My good friend, Cam Edwards. Cam and Company. Cam and I have been talking about doing this for years. You're going to hear him on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast really, really soon. I would have liked to have brought him on this weekend, but I don't like to bother people around the holidays. These people that contribute to my shows give us so much of their valuable time, and they do it so that they can reach out to you and make sure that you hear everything that they're talking about, and they can talk about everything that they write about, like A.W.R. Hawkins and Alan Gottlieb in particular are wonderful. Every contributor to the program over the years, going all the way back to the beginning. So I tend not to like to bother people over the holidays. Let them have some time off. But I really wanted Cam on, you know, this weekend. It just wasn't going to work. He agreed. I just didn't feel right about it. Take your Thanksgiving. Hopefully next week after Thanksgiving, which would be what, December 8th, the December 8th show? Because this one coming up is the first. Wow, it's hard to believe December 1st already, right? But Cam Edwards is going to be on the show with us, and it's going to be a blast. Because I'm going to keep him at least an hour. I'm going to tell you that right now. We had a great conversation today. You can watch Cam and Company on his YouTube channel, Cam and Company. Look him up. Just go to bearingarms.com, search Cam and Company. Boom. We had a really, really good time today. And I hope you go and listen to it. He is a super, super guy. And I've had the question many times, how come he hasn't? Because every single time our schedules, he's working when I'm working, and it just never worked out. So after a while, we were like, oh, man, we got to revisit that. And then the next thing you know, a year goes by, and bam, we got to revisit that. Well, with all of the changes that occurred at NRA and Cam and Company and all the stuff with ACMAC and everything else and his move to Bearing Arms, boom, there we are. You're going to hear a lot more from Cam Edwards, the great Cam Edwards on Armed American Radio, and I feel pretty certain you'll hear from me more on Cam and Company, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Bloomberg, speaking of Cam Edwards, by the way, if you've his stuff at Bearing Arms anymore, like he had some big shoes to fill. We talked about this personally a long time ago with the death of Bob Owens at his own hand, sadly, when Bob committed suicide. Bearing Arms was left with a huge hole over there, and the shoes were hard to fill. Cam went over there and filled them, and he and I talked about it privately off air, and he's done an amazing job over there. So follow Cam on Twitter if you're stuck in that Twitter world, if you have to use Twitter. If you don't bother. Just go to Bearing Arms and read it. You don't need Twitter to do that. But if you are using Twitter, make sure to follow Cam Edwards and Cam and Company. But he reminds us that Bloomberg just spent 31 million clams. Now, keep in mind, Cam lives in Virginia, which is about to be a meat grinder for gun owners. It's going to be, for those of us on the outside, it's going to be fascinating. We have to watch this, paying very, very careful attention to Virginia, because everything getting ready to happen to Cam and everybody else who lives in Virginia is what the socialists want to do for you if they grab all of the levers of power in Washington, D.C. So we are watching this very, very carefully. Unfortunately, we already know what's going to happen. Michael Bloomberg just spent over 31 million clams for a week-long advertising blitz announcing his presidential run, which, get this, is only slightly less than his 2018 donations to Everytown for Gun Safety. Think about that. Think about that. The financial disclosure, according to Cam, came as the anti-gun group's 990 tax filings for 2018 were released. Here's what CNBC reported. The organization Everytown for Gun Safety Action Fund brought in $69.5 million in total revenue last year. Can you imagine the damage that we could do to gun control laws across the country at the Second Amendment Foundation with that type of money? $69.5 million? That's a drop in the bucket to what's coming. A drop in the bucket to what's getting ready to happen. Read that article at bearingarms.com. It's up today. Bloomberg's cash infusion lifts Everytown's fundraising numbers. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. I hope you're looking forward to a great holiday, and I really do. I think I said this last year and the year before and the year before and the year before and the year before and the year before. Take some time down. You know, my advice I got from my dad a long time ago when I first got out of college, my dad was speaking metaphorically when he said to me, you're going to be very busy. You're going to be excited when you're starting career. Your career, you're going to be excited to do what you do. Hopefully you love what you do. But remember, always take a lunch break. And what he meant by that was take some downtime for yourself. You need to do it. Thanksgiving affords us the ability to take some time off, chill out with family, and go from there. We're going to continue to bring you radio both Thursday and Friday, so have no fear. You're getting Armed American Radio either way. We're going to have some new content for you. Don't worry about that. Premium members are going to be seeing some new stuff up there too. So take some time off. Take a breather. Get your head out of the papers. Get your head out of the whatever you read. Get your head out of the television. And just turn it all off. Just put it aside. It's just good advice. Eat like crazy. Have a couple cocktails. Enjoy time with your family. Hopefully you're out hunting, doing some stuff like that. I wish I could. I was supposed to be yesterday and today, but I just couldn't do it. Time just was not going to allow it, unfortunately. So I wish my partners the best. That's my advice to you. You do what you want with it. In the meantime, I've got to, you know, this is, I'm going to take this opportunity. I've got more news coming over the weekend, and it's relative to, yet again, another new partner on Armed American Radio, and we're really, really excited about this. Have been for quite a while. And I'm hopeful, again, to bring you someone else in addition to this. But this one coming up is a lot of fun, and it's a new one. It's not somebody that you've heard on the program before, so we're really, really thrilled and excited about it. Here's the conversation that I want to have with you when it comes to sponsors of Armed American Radio. The Bloomberg cash infusion I was just talking about, and I'm looking at it on one of the two monitors here in the Daily Defense studios here, the GunBroker.com studios. The amount of money is mind-boggling when you talk about $69.5 million. Imagine, and I talk with Mr. Gottlieb about these things almost daily. We talk about fundraising. We talk about how we're doing. I've got the money. I sit on the board. I've got the money, you know, figures. I sit on the board. I see the paperwork. We talk about it at the board meeting every single year. And this kind of money, I can tell you right now, we could do some serious damage to gun control across the country. And the money that we bring in doesn't come from billionaires. It comes from you. It comes from us. As the attacks on our firearms rights and freedoms continue to grow, and as Bloomberg has now entered the race and is now going to spend gobs more money, the $31 million he put in is a drop in the bucket. It doesn't, I mean, he's still got change. That's change in his pocket. He hasn't even reached for the bills yet. He's worth over $55 billion. $1 billion is $1,000 million. Imagine having 55 stacks of those, huh? And constantly gaining more as each day progresses. It's limitless, unlimited funds. And as they effectively, and they have, we see it with corporations, 150 corporations, CEOs signing these stupid letters because they're playing this woke social justice warrior game in this era in America that we happen to be living through right now. Eventually that's going to backfire. Eventually that's all going to change. But unfortunately, like Gottlieb said, metaphorically, we're in the meat grinder now. So we're having to deal with these things. The firearms community is being attacked from the financial side. We've all seen it. Oh, we don't want to process those credit card payments over there. You got New York City, New York State, governors, socialist governors warning companies in their state, you better not be doing business with the firearms industry. We see Cuomo talking about it all the time. And unfortunately, he's pulling the levers of power in the state of New York, where the country's financial system is based. You see, and insurance, etc. So it's very dangerous. And this was a conversation I had. I'm not going to tell you who I had it with. I don't think that would be fair to them because I'd not asked permission and they've not ever been a guest on the show. So I don't want to do that. But the conversation went like this. We've got to begin supporting and protecting each other and ourselves. Because if company A can't advertise over there, because nobody wants to talk with them because they're in the firearms industry, they need to come to places like this, for example, that have a huge reach. Armed American Radio is on hundreds of radio stations and heard in hundreds of cities. Been on the airwaves a long time. Gresham's Gun Talk, hundreds of cities, hundreds of radio stations. Tom's been on the air like 27 years. It's unbelievable how long he's been on. So it's critical that we support each other in this day and age. And it's wonderful to see the importance that some of these companies are placing. And you know what? We're going to support this voice. And this voice is going to support us. And people who listen and pay attention support each other. The firearms community is going to have to start wrapping its arms around each other here as we face this garbage. Because we are living in very dangerous times now. How dangerous? Just sit back and watch what's going on in Virginia. I can't tell you. I mean, that is the ultimate petri dish. It's like looking at it through a periscope, and you're trained on that one spot. Boom, just watch it. It's right there in front of you. It is right there in front of you. So we're really thrilled to be going through this part of our history together in this industry, particularly when voices like this and podcasts that you're listening to, pick one, whatever show it is, whether if you like listening to Amanda Suffolkool, Eye on the Target Radio. I mean, go tune it. Listen to everything you can get your hands on and get everybody's perspective, because the firearms industry and gun owners, of which there are over 120 plus million of us, they are doing everything they can to silence us. That's the whole end game with Bloomberg. And that amount of money is designed to do one thing. So ask yourself this question. Do you think if Michael Bloomberg could pull a lever and shut this show off, he wouldn't do it? Do you think for one second, if Media Matters and the rest of the loudmouth liberal lunatic socialist left could write a magic column that would shut up this voice and every conservative out there, they wouldn't do it? Do you think every town for gun safety wouldn't want to shut this voice down? They won't. They block you on Twitter. You know, I've been proudly blocked by that lunatic fringe over there, Shannon Watts, for years. Couldn't care less. I'm still in there. They just don't know it. It's just, again, it takes a certain level of stupidity. We're at a very, very dangerous place in America where the left is using every single bit that they can get against us relative to our Second Amendment rights, using our First Amendment rights to silence us. We're being silenced on university campuses. We're being silenced in the media, shadow banned on social media. You know, it's interesting. If you go to my Facebook page, and I can't prove this, I can only look at the numbers and tell you what they are. But if you go to my Facebook page and you see a Crossbreed holster giveaway, for example, that was up there the last time, you don't see the numbers I see, but tens and tens and tens of thousands of people. You put the North American Arms up and we got gun giveaway up there. Not anywhere near it, because it's not, Facebook isn't giving us the reach, because I guarantee it. Now, I can't prove it. I can only show you what's on there and what we've seen in the past. So we need to wrap our arms around each other, man. We need to stand up as a community. We need to stand up as patriotic Americans in the face of this, because we're going to prevail. We will win. Freedom will always prevail. But the road to prevailing is going to be paved with some bumpy rocks along the way. And we're seeing it now. And are we at the beginning of it, the middle of it, the end of it? We don't know yet. But we live as gun owners in very perilous times. And it's critical that we support each other. We have to support each other, whether it's reading things, listening things, watching things, buying things, whatever it takes, joining things to support each other. We have to do it now more than ever before. VCDL in Virginia is getting ready to fight a fight like they've never had before and like they never thought they would have in that conservative state. So keep these things in mind as we go through Thanksgiving. Give thanks for everything that we have. And understand that none of it came free, and the fight continues. And every single one of us have got to lock arms in this fight, because it could be lost if we don't. Again, see Virginia. They're trying to crush us. We can't let that happen. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow, believe it or not. Enjoy the rest of your day.